Now, Dr. Rochelle, one of the things we were talking about when we were during the break is that there are other companies that you can get your health insurance from. Talk about that.
Yes. One of the main questions that I get is exactly what is the marketplace? What are these companies? Most people think that it's a government insurance program. And actually, there are five companies that many of you have heard of here in Georgia that are offering this health insurance. So these are private companies. So you have here in Georgia, Humana, Kaiser, Alliant Health Plans, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Peach State. And those five companies are offering over 50 different types of plans in the marketplace. So there is lots of consumer choice. And again, these are private plans that are licensed to do business here in Georgia.
Now, Linda, you were telling me that a large number of children have already participated.
Yeah, Jacquetta, one of the great things about the Affordable Care Act is that now we can have our children on our employer-based insurance plans until the age of 26. And in Georgia, that's 123,000 kids who now are covered with health insurance who wouldn't have been ordinarily. And that's wonderful. And something else I wanted to mention is that with the Affordable Care Act providing access to care, you hear us talk about access to care all the time, what that can do is reduce health disparities. So there are people who can't get medical care because they didn't have access. And one of the things that we know in the public health community is that insurance can save your life. And there's plenty of studies out there that look at various diseases, breast cancer being one, that shows that women who had private health insurance were half as likely to die as women who didn't have health insurance at all. So health insurance is a really good thing if it's used. So that's our job, is to help people understand what to do with it and how to use it and why it's important to them.
Let's also go back to our phone calls. We've got a phone call on line one. We have Lori out of Decatur. Hey, Lori, what's your question?
My name is Maureen.
Oh, Laureen. I'm sorry, Laureen. They have you down as Lori. I apologize. Excuse us. Okay, so let's get to your question.
Okay, first of all, I'm a senior citizen and I'm 71 years old. Now, I saw on the TV, on the news, saying that there was a cutoff of the amount of money you can get from Social Security to get the affordable health plan. Is that true?
Laureen, no. If you're receiving Medicare, there is nothing for you to do as it relates to the marketplace and the Affordable Care Act. So any news coverage that you're seeing related to Medicare is really related to Medicare Part D, because it's also open enrollment time for individuals who are receiving a Medicare Part D prescription drug plan. So you may be seeing news stories about open enrollment for that as well. But as it relates to the health insurance marketplace, there is nothing that you need to do. You will continue to receive your Medicare that you're currently receiving. And unless you want to change your Medicare Part D program, you can do that. But it has nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act.
Thank you so much for your question, Laureen. We appreciate it. Linda, have you been having people who have come into your office at the United Way asking questions like that and others as well and having to clear that up?
Oh, sure. We have our helpline, 211, and we get calls about a variety of issues. And people do call and want to know what applies to them, what they're supposed to be doing. Our community health workers and patient navigators get those same kinds of questions. And there's a great relief when they're like Marine and the navigator says, you don't have to do anything, you're
right,
fine.
Right.
But there's also great relief when we can sit down with them and say, here's what you can do, here's what applies, here's how you can save money. And, you just sort of see this look of relief on people's faces when they realize they can get health insurance and they can afford health insurance.
And that helpline, again, is 211. All right, let's go back to our phone line. We've got a lot of people who have questions. We have line two. How you doing? What's your question? Line two?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Yvette.
Hi.
Hi, I was calling. I have a 22-year-old daughter who's in college, and she is on my health insurance at my job. Now, her daughter, who is almost three, she is not my dependent, so she can't be on my insurance at my job. Are there any options for getting insurance for her through the Affordable Care Act program?
There sure are. You definitely want to check into Children's Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program. They have varying programs for children, so that would be one option. And the good thing about the Children's Health Insurance Program is that you do not need to apply for that insurance through the marketplace. While it will make an initial determination as to whether your granddaughter is eligible, because the Children's Health Insurance Program is an existing program here in Georgia, you don't want to wait or apply through the marketplace because you wouldn't be eligible until January. So my recommendation is that you go to your local Medicaid office and just sit down with them and let them know what your granddaughter's circumstances are and see if she's eligible for children's Medicaid, and she can start getting those benefits immediately.
Let's go to line three. Line three is Perry. Are you there? What's your question?
Yes. The question I had was, you mentioned that you can never be turned down for a prior medical condition. And I was wondering, when you go into the system to fill out the forms or what have you, do they ask you all of that, and do you have to have full disclosure at that point? Because I'm afraid sometimes you can get caught up in the red tape when they want to kick you out anyway by disclosing your past medical history. Is that possible for that to happen?
Well, no, because you're not asked for a lengthy health history. The only health behavior that's rated in your health insurance premium is going to be smoking behavior. So they are going to ask you if you are a smoker. But other than that, no, you're not asked to give a medical history, only whether you smoke or not and the frequency of smoking and that kind of health behavior around smoking.
Linda, do you have a lot of people asking that as well?
We have it, and we've actually had people ask us not only about smoking, but are they going to ask me how much I weigh?
I love it.
And I assure them that you don't have to worry about your weight being That's used right. against you.
Yeah. I know one thing. Yeah. I would tell them 125, even if I was more than that.
That's right. No, they're not.
But we know you're not. So.
Yeah, I'm more like 135. Okay, we're going to go to line four. Jay, are you there? What's your question?
Yes, hi. I wanted to find out. I'm self-employed, and I have a college student who's 20. And would I be able to put him on my account based on this new act, or would he have to get an individual account?
No, you can apply for family coverage through the marketplace. So go onto healthcare.gov or call the call center or see someone that is in the community to help you. So you could apply for family coverage.
Let's not forget
he's 20, even though he's 20 and a full-time student, they wouldn't just say he doesn't qualify. I know that sometimes poses a problem in the private sector.
So in the private sector, but you said you're self-employed, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't currently have a policy?
No.
Okay, so yes, if you don't currently have a policy, because if you did, then you would add him to yours. And you said he's 18 or 20?
20.
He's 20. So, yes, because you don't currently have a private policy that you can add him to, when you go into the marketplace, then, yes, you would need to apply, and then he would need to apply as an individual since you don't currently have a policy and you would be applying as an adult. Only up to age 18 would he still be able to be a part of your family, quote unquote, and considered a dependent.
Okay, so he would have to get an individual account, which means he's 20, he's a full-time student, he doesn't have any income, so he wouldn't be someone included in the equation of this.
Well, because he's 20 and under 30, there is what's called a catastrophic plan. So there is an option for him in the marketplace that would be less expensive under a catastrophic plan for young adults under the age of 30. So absolutely, he would need to apply separately because he's over 18, but then he would need to look at the catastrophic plan options that are in the marketplace.
All right. Thank you, Yvette, for your question. Let's go to line five. Terry, are you there? What's your question?
Yes, I'd like to know what the tax benefit is.
So the tax benefit is for anyone that has an income between 100 and 400% of federal poverty, and most people don't walk around knowing what that is. So just for example, someone at 400% of poverty, an individual, is $46,000 a year. So it's based on your income and your household size. So depending on those two factors, that is how your tax credit is calculated. And once your tax credit is calculated, you can determine whether you want to receive it in advance. And if you do, that tax credit is paid directly to the insurance company to help reduce the cost of your premium. Or you can receive it when you file your tax return as a refund. But every single person's tax credit will be different because your household size and income is different. So it's on a sliding fee. So there's not just one standard tax credit for everyone.
I tell you what, just listening to both of you and having had insurance and understanding insurance, so I thought, literally, I would want somebody to be sitting right next to me to help me, because just based on all of the questions that we've gotten so far, it can be a wealth of information that maybe you're not really sure of how to get through. So, of course, we're still here answering any of your questions. We have the best people here to answer them for you. We have Dr. Pamela Rochelle with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She is the regional director. So any question you have, 404-880-9255. And then we have Linda Blount with the United Way. She's the vice president of Programmatic Impact. Your question, 404-880-9255. We're coming right back.